Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
That's the sound of Iraqi government troops in Kirkuk yesterday, celebrating the lowering of the Kurdish flag and the raising of the Iraqi flag. Iraqi forces took back the contested city, as well as valuable oil fields nearby, 3 weeks after Kurds overwhelmingly backed independence from Iraq in a referendum. Both the Iraqi government and Kurdish forces are key U.S. allies, though, and both are armed and trained by the U.S. in the fight against ISIS. President Trump had this to say about the clashes yesterday.
We've had for many years very good relationship with the Kurds, as you know, and we've also been on the side of Iraq, even though we should have never been in there in the first place. We should never have been there, but we're not taking sides in that battle.
The president taking no sides in that battle between Iraqi forces and Kurdish forces. Emma Skye oversaw Kirkuk as governor coordinator for the Coalition Provisional Authority from 2003 until 2004. She's also author of The Unraveling, High Hopes and Missed Opportunities in Iraq.
I don't think any prime minister in Iraq can afford to lose Kirkuk. Kirkuk is a key city, it's a contested city, and it matters not only to the Kurds who want to incorporate it in Kurdistan because they see it's essential to their independence, but it also matters to Baghdad. Kirkuk has got a mixed population of Kurds, Arabs, Turkmen. Some of those want to be part of Kurdistan and some don't. And Kirkuk has a lot of oil.
So what's the prevailing imperative here? Is it the oil and the resources or Iraqi cohesion?
I think the imperative is to find some compromise on the way ahead. Everybody told Barzani not to go ahead with this referendum. And he was thinking that this referendum would help him with leverage to negotiate separation from Baghdad. But he overreached by including Kirkuk within that referendum. So I think the imperative is to look at what compromise can be found. I think a compromise is possible, and that compromise could be looking at whether Kirkuk could have some special status, jointly administered perhaps by Baghdad and by Kurdistan, and to have some sort of mediation through those disputed territories to work out which districts should be part of Kurdistan and which districts should remain part of Iraq proper. And this could help pave the way, perhaps, for confederation between Kurdistan and Iraq and to lower tensions across the region.
And what about the American position behind the scenes in the private diplomatic rooms? I mean, the United States was clear before the referendum it did not want the Iraqi Kurds to separate.
The U.S. told Barzani not to go ahead with the referendum. And I think they believed that Barzani wasn't going to go ahead with the referendum. So they told him not to. And then when he did, they were shocked. And I think their attitude is that Barzani has created this crisis. But with the US playing no role, if you like, in mediating between the different groups, that's opened up the space for Iran to be the mediator. Iran has been supporting the different popular mobilization forces, which is Shia militia, which have been supporting the Iraqi government forces to take Kirkuk. And Iran was also putting pressure on the PUK to do a deal with Baghdad. So the hand of Iran is there in the background, helping the Iraqis and pressuring the Kurds to do a deal.
Iran finds a way to increase its influence in Iraq yet again as Kurdish forces and Iraqi forces clash over the city of Kirkuk. Emma Skye, Coalition Provision Authority 2003 until 2004. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.